This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everyone, please stand. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
To be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Chief Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Leanne McAdoo is here with me in the studio. And in the other studio, we have Darren McBreen and Margaret Howell. We're going to be going to Owen Schroyer in Washington, D.C. in just a moment. Trump is my president. Deal with it, folks.
That's the next shirt.
That's right. And so we have a shirt that says that. Trump is my president. And we have that on sale. It's a limited edition collector's item. And it's something that, just wear those and help all these snowflakes to kind of break into the notion that, yes, Trump is my president. He's your president now, too.
Put that on the back. Yours, too.
we didn't like having Obama as our president, but we dealt with it for 8 years. And now they're going to have to deal with Trump as president. So you can get that for $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you know, he was talking about it's not which party controls the government, but whether or not government is controlled by the people. That was from Donald Trump's excellent speech. I thought he made some great points there. If you believe that, if you think that America is going to be free again, or you want America to be free again, make America free again. Our cap is also available at InfoWars.com, and also the President Trump lithograph. It's 16 by 20. It's limited edition. It's done by the same artist that did the classic Ronald Reagan portrait. He's the RNC portrait artist, the official RNC portrait artist. if you've seen that picture of Ronald Reagan with the cowboy hat on, this is the same artist that did that. It's very detailed, beautiful portrait. It's 16 by 20, and it's a limited edition available only at InfoWarsStore.com. 1995, the President Trump portrait. And also our sale that we have that we began at the beginning of the year, 20 to 30% off InfoWars Life products, some of our best sellers on sale. That is going to be ending soon with this inauguration, but that is still available. So go to InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at some of the best sellers that we've now put on sale, anywhere from 20 to 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. All right, joining us now is Owen Schroyer, one of our reporters in Washington, D.C. Owen.
What's going on, David? I just left one of the crew bases to head back out, and there's not too much action out here. I think most of it has moved towards the White House, towards the Washington Monument, so that's where I'm headed right now. It was all on Capitol Hill earlier and at Union Station earlier. And I know, oh, we can't go through here?
No, I've got to use D Street.
Okay, I got to go. Hey, I'm trying to get to the Washington Monument. Is this the best way to go through here? All right, thank you. And you know what? I'll just say this for a second. I know, you know, I don't want anything to happen to the president, okay? Of course, we don't want anything to happen to the president. We understand why they need the safety, but I mean, my God, can I use a road? It's like I have to walk through a maze. It takes 2 hours to go two blocks.
Oh, yeah.
My God. I mean,
and then you've got protesters trying to make it even more inconvenient for you.
I'm telling you, Owen, when we covered the Pope's visit and we went to Washington, New York, and Philadelphia, Philadelphia was way worse than the other two cities who are used to dealing with this sort of thing all the time. But, of course, one of the reasons that you're seeing so much security here is because of all the threats that we were told, hey, we're just joking, we're not really going to do that, and yet they are getting violent with people.
Well, and one thing I think that they're trying to sell right now is that Donald Trump didn't have a big inauguration, that there weren't that many people there. Well, there were protesters blocking the gates, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were intentionally blocking the gates, so they're going to run with this false narrative. We caught videos of the protesters blocking the gates. They claim, oh, I'm just in line, but come on. We know what you're doing. We know what your plans were. And I guess they were effective. I don't know. It was tough. I saw 20,000 people waiting to get in and that couldn't even get in. I could never even see what went on inside. I saw somebody, hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for the support. Oh, by the way, we get so much love out here. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we were seeing that.
They say that they are occupying D.C. No, we have occupied D.C., ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Well, that's why you have the D.C. establishment saying they felt like their town was being invaded. Yeah, invaded with patriots. Your days are numbered.
They don't know what to do.
Right.
They don't know what to do. You should have seen them at the deplorable last night. They were out in the streets running around with their faces covered, throwing objects, trying to intimidate and bully people. It's ridiculous.
But nobody got into the deplorable and created anything on the inside. Is that correct?
No, I did not see anything on the inside. There were some, it was a good time. Sheriff David Clark gave an absolutely rousing speech that got the house, I thought the place was going to come down. So that was cool. But no, everything inside was good. And actually, there was a line of police in front of the entrance to the press square, and I'm out front. I think the video may be on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, but I'm out front and I'm talking to some of the protesters. They keep saying my name. They're trying to intimidate me. So I'm like, oh, you know who I am. Like, why don't we talk? They keep hiding their faces, and then the police basically grabbed me and pulled and said, "Stop it and go inside." So they were trying to quell some of that from our side too. But inside the event, there was no issues.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Of course, this is Owen Schroyer, and that's video from last night. I guess that we've got up there. Is that correct, guys?
That's
last night.
That's a video.
Yeah, that's a video that I believe I shot last night outside of the deplorable.
Yeah, we saw someone bleeding from the back of their head after they got hit with the flagpole. There was people with eggs.
One of them tried to hit me with a flagpole. There was a grandma who came running out with her little grandchild crying. It was one of the worst sights you could ever see.
Protesters?
Yeah, when they go low, they really go low, don't they?
Yeah,
I think they just go low.
I think Madonna actually called out for that. She said, we need to go as low as we can go.
Yeah.
Which is pretty darn low for her.
I actually heard that Bill Clinton was going to vote for Donald Trump until he heard that Madonna was offering fellatio, and then he switched his vote to Hillary. So I don't know. That's just a little intel that I got on the side out here. But I'm heading towards where I think more of the action is going to be. I don't know if you guys are in touch with the other crew, but apparently there were some explosions. Oh, I need to go off the show. There were some explosions up at K and 21st Street Kit Daniels was on the scene. He said that there were protesters burning things, burning newsstands, basically rioting going on. So I know that he's going to have footage of that. I'm going to come up from the south and come up from the Washington Monument because I've heard that there might be some action there as well, and then make my way up north. Hey, you guys like InfoWars?
Yeah.
Awesome. We're live right now. Say hi to the audience.
Well, of course, so, and we were airing some of the live shots that I think Time Magazine had some live feed of some of that and some fires that were being set. And as we're doing that, we've got people saying, that was last night, that's not today, or that was earlier this morning. There's a lot of stuff that's going on there, and I think it just underscores the fact that these people don't want to participate in the political process. They don't want to speak. We saw that with Rob Dew as he went out and he put a microphone in their face and said, here, speak and tell us what your grievances are. They don't want to do that. They just want to shut down other people, and they want to shut down everybody else's speech. They want to shut down the democratic process.
Well, and we've absolutely proved that in spades. And they not, like you said, they don't want to take place with the democracy that we're running, the political process. And they don't want to engage in conversation. They just want to come out here and whine and cry. That's it. That's it. They have done nothing else. And I've got about five more videos that I'm going to upload later that are going to prove the same thing. I got called a white male again five times. I know I'm a white male. Like, I have a mirror.
I have a mirror. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know.
Some dysphoria there.
So predictable.
The chip on her shoulder, Megyn Kelly, reporter who moved to another network after they replaced her with a white male. We now have, he is now killing the ratings in her time spot there.
Of course he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Hannity, here's the future of Fox News. Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and if Bill O'Reilly comes around, he might stick around and continue to be a big thing too. But yeah, the Megyn Kellys of the world, the Shills of the world, they're done. CNN is done. CNN is fake news. They're hiding on top of a building. You know that? You know they're on top of a building? Because they can't have people walking around behind them, calling them fake news, showing that Trump is really... All the Trump supporters are out here, not the protesters. So hold on, guys. Let me look into the clouds. Is CNN out there? Can't see CNN.
Well, we have had reports that a YMCA in California said we're going to take off CNN off of our screens here in the gym because they are fake news. And then people started screaming censorship. Look, the people who want censorship are the people who are part who are in Hollywood, who are essentially pushing their neo-McCarthyism, their neo-Cold War, their political correctness, which is nothing but censorship and blacklists, and they ought to be ashamed of that.
We're
going to call them out for that.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is, too, see, CNN knows that most people that watch CNN or whatever, Fox News knows this, too, that they're probably just reading the bottom line. They're probably just reading the headlines. They're not actually listening. They're probably seeing it at the gym. So that's why they push these bottom lines and these headlines that are so extreme, so that people see that, and then they take that literally while they're on the elliptical at the gym. So,
well, look what they did with the bottom line on Alex Jones, where they put their Alex Jones and put KKK leader or whatever. Remember that lower third where they put that? So if you're in the gym and you see that and you don't have any sound, that's what you see there. Alex Jones is now a KKK leader. That's the way they deceive people, and that's probably one of the reasons that type of reporting is probably why the YMCA wisely chose to delete them off the screen.
Right.
The next thing the YMCA needs to do, and I've told them this before, I've been a YMCA member for a long time, proud of that, but they need to get fluoride out of their drinking fountains. That's the next big revolution the Y can start. So you start something here, you take CNN off the TV, and then you take the fluoride out of the water. What do you know? You're the biggest patriots in the gym industry.
All right. Well, thank you, Owen. Keep going, and let us know if you see anything there. As we know, there are events that are happening there. They're beginning the parade pretty soon. I want to go to...
we'll be live all night, so call in when you can.
That's right. Thank you, Owen. That's Owen Shore, our reporter in Washington, D.C., on the road walking everywhere. Because I tell you what, when you go these places, when we were in Philadelphia, as he pointed out, you just can't get anywhere. I mean, they block everything off, and we could only go a couple of feet, and then they blocked that off. We arrived on the train, and they had shut down any access to taxis or anything, and we walked. Well, I think it's about 2 hours with all of our luggage and equipment to walk to our hotel. It was absolutely crazy, and that was just for the Pope. I mean, it wasn't. Nobody was threatening the Pope.
Yeah.
Nobody was saying they were going to throw excrement at the Pope or anything, and they did all of that.
Well, and D.C. isn't a very large city or state.
It's not. Well, it's kind of both. It's a district.
Yeah, it's a district.
It isn't a state, but it is a little separate thing.
It's small, but it's that's why it was so effective for them to shut down with just blockading their the D.C. Metro and then these checkpoints because it's so hard to get around. Everyone has to be funneled through these checkpoints.
You got a lot of people packed in one little small area there, and those people are very concerned that they're going to lose their special privilege. One of the wealthiest places on Earth, the District of Criminals. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We're going to be joining some of our crew who are live in Washington, D.C. Of course, Donald Trump is now President Donald Trump. That happened at noon Eastern, and we've been playing you some of those clips. A great speech, talking about how this is not the transfer of power from one person to another. It's not the transfer of power from one party to another. It is transferring power back to the people. And, of course, he referenced the people 45 times, about the same number of times that Barack Obama referenced himself in his farewell address to the press. 45 times Barack Obama talks about himself. Donald Trump, on becoming president, only talked about himself 3 times. But here's a interesting thing that just went up on the Drudge Report from Mark Moreno. We talked to him earlier this week, Climate Depot. All references to climate change have now been deleted from the White House website. That happened at noon today, and he points it out. It said, at 11:59 a.m. Eastern, the official White House website had a lengthy information page about the threat of climate change and the steps the federal government had taken to fight it. At noon, 1 minute later, at the instant Donald Trump took office, the page was gone, as well as any mention of climate change or global warming. Who will protect us from unicorn farts now that Barack Obama is gone? I mean, the UN has told us it's true. Remember, the UN IPCC, the people who were at the center of ClimateGate, all of those rigged reports, they're passing notes back and forth. How are we going to hide the decline in temperatures? That's why they're talking about climate change. That's why they're talking about it instead of global warming, instead of man-made global warming. Folks, this fiction is created as a massive power grab by the globalist government. They need a global crisis in order to seize power. In order to fund a global government, they need a global tax. And if you haven't figured it out yet, this is a massive crony capitalism, a massive transfer of wealth from one group of people to the other. That would be from you to the few billionaires who run the world. And we just saw how that worked out in Davos. The 8 at the top that have as much money as half of the world's population at the bottom. And that's concentrated down from just 62 last year. That was bad enough, but now it's down to 8. And as Donald Trump pointed out in his acceptance speech, he said, their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. That changes right here, right now. So that's why the establishment and both parties have tried to stop this. And I have to say to people, even though Donald Trump is not focused on civil liberties, like you would see from a President Rand Paul or whatever, candidate Rand Paul, he's not focused on that. But you have to understand, if you're for individual liberty, you have got to reverse this trend of consolidation from the individual to the government, to the state, to the federal government, to the global government. You have to reverse this concentration of power. You have to stand there and say, that's enough. And that's what he's done. That's what the speech today was about. Very, very important to see this reversal as we're looking at this. And, you know, when I look at the protesters, and we're going to go back and talk to our reporters in Washington about this. But again, over and over again, we see that the left does not want to debate. They want to censor. They want to shut down. They want to black out what people are saying. If they wanted to participate in the voting process, these violent protesters, right after the election of Donald Trump, they would have registered to vote. They didn't even bother to register to vote. But they want to shut down your celebration. They want to shut down your victory. They want to shut down the movement of power back to the people. And it's quite obvious why they do not want to speak on camera. As we started out the broadcast this morning, we had Rob Due offer one of them to talk. And the first guy that he handed the microphone to just came back with the racist, sexist, homophobic nonsense that we see, just like we see Barbara Streisand coming out and saying, Trump is clueless, reckless, graceless, mindless, heartless. Barbara, you should talk less, because this is a Streisand effect. You are just making the case that you people don't want to have a dialogue. You don't have anything to offer us. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is going to continue down that same road. We got Chuck Schumer saying, I'm going to block any Supreme Court justices that come out from Donald Trump just because we're going to obstruct this. These people want a Cold War. These Hollywood people who all this time have been talking about they want peace and so forth, they want a Cold War. They want us to go to war with Russia. They want to get in now on the side of the military-industrial complex while they call everybody else fascists. They want to expand the number of wars from 4 to 7. The guy that they loved so much was the first president we had that was at war for his entire 8 years, Barack Obama. And so you got the Hollywood peace nicks that are out there always talking about peace, and yet they're the ones pushing for war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real, and you understand you're in danger, and you understand what you're doing is epic.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff. It's Drudge swimming across the river. Huh? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the raft. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big statues.
And actually, the camera crew or the reporters were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guys carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on. We know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
There's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, of course, but there is one website that's reported this claim, this baseless claim, and it's one that maybe, I don't know, does Trump rely on this for his news?
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones, who Rolling Stone once called the most paranoid man in America.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but Donald Trump and Alex Jones, the conservative conspiracy theorist and operator of the website InfoWars, which seems to be a place where Trump gets a lot of his information.
Does it scare you that the president-elect is listening to InfoWars?
Jones can take credit for spearheading some of the most outrageous theories on the internet, from claims that 9/11 was a government conspiracy to the Sandy Hook shooting being faked.
Jones has suggested that the 9/11 attacks and the Boston Marathon bombing were inside jobs by the U.S. government. And InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
Obama as the leader of ISIS.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS.
Jones' theories reach tens of millions each month and are now often echoed by the next president of the United States.
This is the man who's going to be president of the United States. Following InfoWars, yeah. Talking about...
Right.
Which
I don't know anything.
It was an inside job.
If Donald Trump based his voter fraud claim on what he read on InfoWars, it wouldn't be the first time.
In a move that could further fuel concern, Alex Jones, operator of the InfoWars website, says Trump called to offer his gratitude.
He said, listen, Alex, I just talked to the kings and queens of the world leaders, you name it. But he said, it doesn't matter. I wanted to talk to you to thank your audience, and I'll be on the next few weeks to thank them.
When Trump argued that thousands and thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrated the 9/11 attacks, he tweeted a link to InfoWars.
When Jones posted this video entitled An Emergency Message to Donald Trump during the campaign,
I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November.
Trump had this to say a day later.
I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest. Because I think my side was rigged.
And in the wake of the election, Jones pushing a theory that despite the vote totals, Trump actually won the popular vote.
Millions of illegals voting. At least 5 states being stolen for Hillary. We're talking 5, 6, 7, 8 million people more voting for Trump, if you look at the evidence, in the popular vote than did.
And Trump, tweeting just 4 days later, quote, in addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally.
I'll tell you, it is surreal to talk about issues here on air and then word for word hear Trump say it 2 days later. It is amazing.
Where exactly does the president-elect get his information? Most importantly, perhaps, where does he get his intelligence information?
It remains to be seen whether the conspiracy-driven website remains a go-to for the president-elect.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Randy Kaye, CNN, New York.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here at the Alex Jones Radio Show. We're going to have a lot of guests that are going to be coming up as part of our live coverage of Donald Trump's inauguration. We'll also be going to our reporters and Alex Jones, who are in Washington, D.C. Now, of course, Chicago's CBS affiliate is complaining, interestingly enough, about a California YMCA that is in Valparaiso, and they say that they took CNN off of their monitor. Why do you think that would happen? After looking at that report, after looking at, of course, pull that up again. We talked about this briefly earlier. The video that they put up of Alex Jones with the lower thirds saying that he is a former KKK leader, that's what people are going to see if they're exercising in a YMCA. They're going to see, pull up that, you guys pulled that up earlier. We had that screen. There you go. See, if you're sitting there exercising, You're going to see CNN. You're going to see Alex Jones. You're not getting the audio, but it says former KKK leader praises Trump for supporting him. Alex Jones hosts InfoWars. That's what they put up. Breaking news. Okay. So it's amazing. That is why I imagine they took that off. And somebody said, well, I think they switched to the cooking channel. I guess was that the Spirit cooking channel? I don't know, but no, I think, honestly, YMCA would not be putting up the Spirit Cooking Channel. That's what CNN would do. We also have quite a number of documents that Donald Trump signed, and we have reports coming out. People are not sure exactly at this moment what all the papers that Donald Trump signed, but he sat there for quite some time as we had the live feed. The Pool Network feed was showing him signing paper after paper after paper. We know that one of those was authorizing General Mattis to accept a cabinet position because there's a moratorium by law that you had to be gone for a certain amount of time. He did not meet that time limit, so they were waiving that time limit for him. But it's unclear what the other executive orders were as of this moment. But one of the things that I want to take a look at, and we've got a video here where we're looking at Trump, ISIS oil, and the relationship with Putin. Donald Trump said this in the inaugural speech. He said, we will reinforce old alliances, and we will form new ones. And we will unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate from the face of the earth. Think about the fact that we just had a president, as well as mainstream media press corps, who could not bring themselves to ever use the term radical Islamic terrorism, even when the radical Islamic terrorists were taking credit for what they did and saying, we did it in the name of Islam. We just drove this truck or shot these people or blew up this building here. We did that in the name of radical Islam. They could not even address what it was, even when the people themselves were taking credit for it, even when it was clear from videos that they had shot beforehand or diaries that they had left what their motivation was. They would not even tell us the truth. They would not call it what it was. He's going to call it what it is, and he's going to move against it. I want to go back and play this report here about Trump, ISIS oil, and the relationship with Putin as we look at the fact that he's going to be building new relationships as well as old relationships. Donald Trump said, look, the problem with NATO isn't just the fact that it is set up for, let's hope that it is an obsolete idea, the Cold War. The military-industrial complex, Barack Obama, the Hollywood people who are out there like Robert De Niro, all are pushing, let's go to war with Russia. Let's revive these tensions. No, let's have detente. Let's ease the tensions. Let's give peace a chance. Okay, but they don't want that. They want to revive that. Donald Trump says, look, NATO was set up to deal with the Cold War. That's not really the threat we're facing right now. The threat we're facing is radical Islamic terror. And NATO has been completely ineffective with that. That may be why we need to have some new alliances, wouldn't it? And he also pointed out, and oh, by the way, not only is it ineffective, not only is it targeted for an obsolete threat, but the people that are a part of it don't even want to pay for it. That should tell you something. If they're not willing to put any money into the support of NATO, maybe they don't believe that it's effective either. All these people who are wringing their hands in Europe and saying this is a problem, maybe it isn't a problem. We need to look at all of this stuff anew. We need to look at these trade deals that we have. We need to look at the alliances that we have, these institutions that have been put in place for 50, 60 years, and we need to reevaluate them from time to time, don't you think? That's what Donald Trump is doing. He's a fresh breath of air that is coming in. Let's take a look at this report where he looks at ISIS oil and the relationship with Putin.
One thing with the oil, because you've covered it, for 3 years I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong, and they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said, hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me. And they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil. And it does work. The problem is we've given them a 2-year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month, and ISIS is already rolling over. So Putin is following your strategy. You know Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him, and if I don't, somebody else will, and who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was there. We were stable mates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp and trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. But they'll like us more than they do now.
And again, that was Donald Trump as he was interviewed by Alex Jones on our show. You know, he says, maybe we should keep the oil. Well, you know who is keeping the oil? ISIS is keeping the oil. Remember we talked about the fact that Barack Obama has dropped like 25,000 bombs in that area that ISIS controls. And Russia pointed out, you know, isn't it interesting that not one single bomb out of those 25,000 that you dropped landed on an ISIS oil field? And, of course, we see convoys of trucks that are carrying ISIS oil freely going back and forth from the oil fields into Turkey, never attacked, even though the media can get video of that, and our satellites apparently don't know that it's there. They can't get any drones there. Isn't that curious? Isn't it curious, as we pointed out at the very beginning of this, years ago, all of the convoy of small Toyota pickup trucks, you know, the Hilux trucks that just keep going and going and going, you know, the ever-ready trucks that the terrorists love to use. There are all these convoys and people just sitting up on top of them, driving around. They're not in tanks or anything. This is a bunch of Yahoos with Arabic headbands on. And nobody did anything to attack those convoys. And yet, we have situations where, miraculously, even though we can't drop any bombs on them, we somehow mistakenly drop arms and parachute those down to the ISIS people. Oh, that was a mistake. Didn't mean to do that. Didn't mean to clear out and leave behind an entire arsenal for ISIS. We didn't mean to bring in this Chechen Islamic terrorist that had been attacking Russia. We didn't mean to bring him in from Chechnya as our surrogate into ISIS, did we? They tried to push that war, and we pushed back very hard against that narrative that only the Syrian government could have launched that sarin gas attack against the civilians. We said that's a lie, that's not true, this has happened before, and we had UN weapons inspectors, we had Russian inspectors, and eventually American military came in and said, no, that's not true, that could have been done by anyone, it didn't have to be done by the Syrian army. That is not a pretext for going to war that we should be paying attention to. We had soldiers holding up signs saying, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. We had Ron Paul saying that and Rand Paul saying that. We're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. So we did not get involved with a ground war in Syria at that time. We pushed back against that. Now we have a president who understands that lie, who understands what they were trying to do. We've got another clip that I want to play for you, another commentary, Donald Trump and ISIS. Let's go to that next report here.
Strong military, and we don't want to have to use it. Ideally, we don't have to use it, although we will destroy ISIS. At the same time, we will pursue a new foreign policy that finally learns from the mistakes of the past. We will stop looking to topple regimes and overthrow governments, folks. Remember, $6 trillion, $6 trillion in the Middle East. $6 trillion. Our goal is stability, not chaos. Because we want to rebuild our country. It's time. It's time. We will partner with any nation that is willing to join us in the effort to defeat ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism. Okay, we have to say the term.
That was was Donald Trump at one of his stump speeches. You heard that. We have to use the term radical Islamic terrorism. He used it again today. He said the same things today that he was saying when he ran for office. Isn't that refreshing? Even though we've had, in the wake of his election, we've had nothing but mainstream media saying, seriously, you can't truly believe that. You can't really mean what you say. You can't really be doing this. This isn't really happening. Donald Trump can't be our president. Well, he is. He is our president now. And he said today, we will reinforce old alliances, form new ones, and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate from the face of the earth. He's not afraid to use the term. Some of the key mistakes that we made in the past were that we could not even use that term. All right, let's go to, we've got one more report here that I want to run. As we were running that report, we've got just a little bit of time before we go to break. I want to remind you, as we have crew in the field in Washington, D.C., you can support the InfoWars operation by the sales that we have here at InfoWars. And we put a new sale on for the inauguration. That's 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. If you want to prepare for an uncertain future, if you want to prepare for bad weather, you know, in spite of man-made global warming, we had massive ice storms and snow, and the shelves emptied. If you want to protect yourself against that, protect yourself against unexpected price increases, freeze your price and get it at 30 to 40% off. That food lasts for 25 years, all made in America, non-GMO, great packaging, and it is resealable once you open it. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with guests and with live coverage.
Are you
coverage.
Happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories belong to the world of mine.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're looking at the Trump inauguration. The parade is about to begin. Right now, we just have a color guard and the police going down, but there's going to be more of a parade as this develops. We've got some guests coming up. Leanne McAdoo is going to be taking over in the next segment. She's going to have Adam Curry, I believe, joining her as we come up. But just to point out that this is a global movement. Of course, Donald Trump is at the forefront of this, but just to show that this is a global movement, we've seen in the last day news come out of Britain that they're going to be setting up, and this is somebody who spent more money than anyone has ever spent on British politics, a millionaire there in Britain, is going to be funding a website, a news aggregation website, as well as content generation. They're going to call it Westmonster, because, of course, Westminster is the way they refer to their government there, as we would refer to Capitol Hill. They talk about Westminster, the physical seat of government. So they're going to call it Westmonster. It is going to be a news aggregation site. It is also going to have original content. Their very first article is going to be an op-ed piece by Nigel Farage. And, of course, Nigel Farage was in the United States for the inauguration. He said Donald Trump is Brexit plus. And he said being in the room with Donald Trump makes me feel like an introvert. And, of course, now news comes out that Nigel Farage is going to become a commentator on Fox News. And at the same time this is happening, we see leaders from France, from Denmark, I believe it was, all meeting in Germany. And, of course, these are the people that the mainstream media loves to demonize as the far right. You notice they never call these people that are here attacking women, they never call them the far left, they never call them the radical left. Just like they can't talk about radical Islam, they can't use the terms radical, extremist, socialist, left. And as Rob Dew pointed out, hey, you guys want to call everybody Nazis and say they're right-wing fascists? Remember that Adolf Hitler called himself a national socialist. He just approached authoritarianism and dictatorship from a different angle. He marketed it differently than Stalin. They were not polar opposites. If you want a political spectrum, don't look at a flat line with Stalin on the left and extreme left and Adolf Hitler on extreme right. No, you look at a two-dimensional space. Pull up the Nolan chart, guys. This is one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, and he really mapped this out. He took a grid, and he mapped out people's positions on economic issues, economic freedom, as well as political freedom, your civil liberties, as we're told, right? So down at the origin, you would have neither political freedom nor economic freedom. And they took that chart. Normally you see a chart. He rotated it 45 degrees. If you're looking at that, I'm trying to describe this for people who are not watching it. Rotated it 45 degrees so you got a diamond. So down at the bottom, that is no economic freedom, no civil liberties freedom. That's the authoritarian quadrant. That's where both Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin are. Now, they came at it from different directions. Adolf Hitler said, Stalin made a mistake. He nationalized the industries first, so he weakened himself. I'm going to leave them under government control. That's fascism. That's economic fascism. See, fascism isn't just extreme nationalism. It is also retaining control of these corporations, which, you know, crony capitalism and private-public partnerships, they start to get pretty close to that. That's what we need to guard against as we start to move towards undoing the globalists. We need to be careful about private-public partnerships, because that can be a kind of crony capitalism, a kind of fascism. But to keep control of those, to let them be vital, to let them still operate as a business, as profit, Hitler was right when he said that made him stronger, whereas Stalin eviscerated these by taking them over with the government. That's what we saw in Central America with Venezuela and Hugo Chavez and others, that kind of corruption. The bottom line, folks, is that the authoritarians don't want you to have any freedom. They don't want you to have any free speech. They're not exercising free speech when they punch you in the face. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo and guests.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.